Deadlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Jess with your 9am Zedlines. In local news, Brisbane electricians warn that stapling signs to power poles may kill you. According to Chris Graham, Energex's North Brisbane area manager, a man is lucky to be alive after trying to nail a sign to a pole. The man pierced through a cable, resulting in an explosion that vaporised the metal and burnt his face. Mr. Graham revealed that Energex has not been fining people in the past, but warns they would take legal action against businesses that repeatedly ignore the warnings. Fastening signs to power poles violates Queensland's Electrical Safety Act, which carries a maximum penalty of $6,000. Mr. Graham is urging people to consider their own safety as well as the lives of electricity workers who have to work on those poles. In more local news, the Palaszczuk government has announced a $1.3 billion package to progress Copper String 2032 to construction. Seen to be the largest expansion to the power grid in Australia, this new funding sets a significant milestone towards unlocking the Northwest Minerals Province and the renewable energy potential of North Queensland. The package will allow Powerlink, a publicly owned energy corporation, to undertake detailed design and engineering and environmental assessments. It will also help secure the easements for the $5 billion Copper String 2032 project. In national news, severe overnight winds have resulted in damaged property and fallen power lines in New South Wales. Emergency services received 162 calls from Sydney's southwest as crews worked to clean up streets with the fallen trees and debris. Despite these conditions easing, Sydney Airport is expected to enact a single runway today as a precaution to the strong westerly crosswinds. Air Services Australia has stated that airborne and ground delays are expected. Passengers are recommended to reach out to their airlines. In more national news, Penny Wong has urged Israel to listen when allies call to protect the innocent lives in Gaza. Warning that the world will not accept the continuation of civilian deaths, the Minister of Foreign Affairs, along with other former Australian Prime Ministers, expressed their solidarity on Monday with both the Jewish and Palestinian communities. It is believed Ms. Wong's comments were, in part, referring to Israeli settler violence in the West Bank. This follows the recent UN General Assembly vote that saw an overwhelming majority voting for an immediate humanitarian truce. Australia was among the 45 countries that abstained from voting, arguing the motion was incomplete as it did not directly condemn Hamas for their attacks. In international news, a TikTok star accused of falsely claiming to be a doctor has been arrested after trying to enter a South African hospital. Matthew Lani garnered around 300,000 followers for his medical vice on TikTok, and on Sunday night, he seemed to take his profession one step further by attempting to bypass hospital security and disguising himself with a surgical mask and stethoscope. Mr. Lani allegedly tried to mislead authorities by calling himself Dr. Sanelli Zingelwa, a real second-year medical intern at the Tembisa Provincial Tertiary Hospital. Mr. Lani's arrest follows a weeks-long manhunt after concerns arose over his qualifications. According to the Department of Education, he has not even obtained his school leaving certificate. For your weather today, it is currently 25 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 34 degrees. The fire danger is high and the UV index is predicted to reach 10, which is in the very high band. Now that's all your news for 9am. We'll be back at 10am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.